Now, a teacher and would-be MHK says she'd protect the island's health and education services if elected. Geraldine O'Neill contesting the Douglas East seat, which will be left vacant by October the 7th by Brenda Cannell. The 57-year-old Mrs O'Neill, born in the constituency, is the third to emerge. She's been telling Chris Cave why she's decided to stand.
My main policy concerns are maintaining and ring-fencing budgets in health and education. Other national issues that need prioritising are job security, social justice and a sustained economy. Therefore, my experience and abilities of negotiation and problem solving would be essential qualities in the role of an MHK.
It's an incredibly short term as an MHK before the next general election. Do you think you can get much done in that time?
I hope that I'll be able to make an impression and prioritise the areas that I see further work would need to be built on in a full term of government and get recognised by the constituents and Isle of Man residents as a person of integrity.
Where would you say you stand on the political compass? Would you be left or right?
I would consider that I stand really in the middle. Liberal, in that I feel we have to look after the less vulnerable in society, but also those of us in the middle income group are being squeezed very much in society today. So I believe that people who are wealthier should also contribute to what's necessary.
And what's inspired you to stand?
I've stood in Douglas East before in 2011, and basically the same issues that interested me then are the issues that still exist today. I think I can make a difference. As I've already said, I'm a person of personal integrity. I believe the skills that I could bring to this role that come from my own experience and work would be essential in the role of an MHK.
So you say you've stood before on the same issues. Do you believe that not enough was done about these particular issues, and that these are issues that are affecting everybody in Douglas East and also around the island, and you're the person to make changes?
I feel they're continuous issues. Health and education are the main issues in any society, and they will continue to be. And having the vision to have long-term policies in health and education will always be part of, in my view, of the job of any politician.
And let's talk about your background in education, because you teach at St Ninian's High School, don't you?
Yes, I've been in St Ninian's High School for 14 years. I'm an EA coordinator, which is English as an additional language. I deal with outside agencies in my job. I'm also a branch secretary for the NSUWT union on the island, and I'm involved in negotiation with the Department of Education on the behalf of teachers on the island.
So do you think you have, with your first-hand experience of education and school life, you know what needs changing for the better in education?
We have to invest in well-qualified teachers. Our main issues at the moment on the island are the shortage of specialist teachers at secondary level and the problems of recruitment and retention. Without quality teachers, we're not going to have quality education. So sustaining that and encouraging people to come to the island and live here and, you know, improve our educational system has to be a major priority.
Geraldine O'Neill speaking to Chris Cave there. Mrs O'Neill, who's declared in East Douglas, also declared in East Douglas two other candidates, and we've heard from them. Of course, Mrs Cannell, very much a Keys still representative for another month or so.